ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, saluting our unsung local heroes working in Indigenous communities.
My name's Karen Millward. I'm a Yorta Yorta woman. My mum's family from the Barmer area. I've lived all my life in Melbourne. I'm married to Steve with three beautiful kids, Emily, Jack and Kane. And my role in the community is very varied. I'm an Aboriginal consultant. I've been doing this work for about 7 years, and I've spent a lot of time working in public relations with local government and also Aboriginal Affairs Victoria. And I decided I didn't want to work in government anymore, and decided to set up my own consultancy business. In working in Aboriginal affairs, my role is varied. It crosses many sectors, so I get to work with the Aboriginal communities all over Australia. I'm very privileged to go to some of those communities because I have to be invited to go there. My aim is to actually come up with solutions to the issues that Aboriginal people face in our communities, and particularly in my own community, in which I live in the Eastern Metro region. I'm the chairperson of the Mullum Mullum Indigenous Gathering Place, and I've worked with the community there for probably the last 10 years to establish the organisation, because the Eastern region never had an organisation for itself, especially in the Inner East, and we provide programs and activities for Aboriginal people. And we're currently looking at raising funding to purchase a property outright, which is independent of government, and so we're working hard on implementing our business plan at the moment for that. I guess we see a lot of disadvantage in our communities, and especially here in Melbourne. People think that because it's an urban environment and Melbourne's a very wealthy town or city, that we don't have the same problems as everywhere else, which is totally untrue. And we do have those issues, and we have to work hard together to actually meet the needs of the Aboriginal people in our communities. So that's part of my role, is to make sure that government and service providers are providing culturally appropriate programs and services to our people, and to make sure that we can stamp out racism where we can. My kids, my son Kane, who's 11, he has experienced just a little bit of racism at school, but the school's very good at stamping that out, because the school's made up of lots of other people from other cultures. And I guess if we can all work together in the future, the world will be a better place for Aboriginal people, and especially for our children, because Aboriginal children make up 60% of the Aboriginal population in Victoria, and we have to work harder on making sure that our kids are connected to their culture and they know who they are, they know who their families are, and that the community supports them. Thank you very much.
ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, celebrating NAIDOC Week 2010 with Indigenous communities.